Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we finish our study in Daniel chapter 9 verses 20 through 23 titled Gabriel's Arrival and Angelic Warfare. This is part 2 of 2.
If you've got a lexicon at home, I always tell everybody, don't throw it away. Keep it because we may have an EMP go off and you'll need something to burn. That's what your lexicons are worth right there. Verse 23 then says, at the beginning of thy supplications, the commandment came forth, and I am come to show thee, for thou art greatly beloved. Therefore, understand the matter and consider the vision. We are going to get into that, but what we're about to study in the verses 24 through 27 is one of the most powerful passages in the Bible, one of the most important proofs that God is God and that God alone knows the future and only the God of the Bible knows the future. And we'll get into that over the next few weeks in depth. But in reading this verse, Gabriel is about to tell Daniel, as I mentioned, exactly when Messiah and Antichrist will appear. How many of you, I'm not going to ask you how many of you have gotten suckered into doing this, but how many of you have seen people buy the books that claim to know who the Antichrist is? If they knew this passage, they would never fall for that. You're not going to know the Antichrist until he confirms the covenant. And that comes after the rapture. You're not going to know who the Antichrist is this side of the rapture. Now, there's some good Bible-believing men who somehow or other get the idea that we are going to. And they'll probably try to sell a book at some point. But I believe the Bible's clear about this. This is Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy that Gabriel's about to give. And we'll begin our study next time. But more about angels. I want to say some more about angels. First, I want to look at the first mention. How many of you have heard the law of first mention? Genesis chapter 16. And verse 7. Genesis 16:7 is the first time there's a reference to an angel. And the law of first mention, for those of you, how do you put it? Not as educated. For you uneducated people, I'm kidding. No, this is something that is important that Bible students ought to understand. It's called the law of first mention because it just so happens that when the Bible first mentions something, it sets the tone for the usage of that word. So it's an important thing. But we see something here in verse 7. It says, and the angel of the Lord found her, talking about Hagar, by a fountain of water in the middle, in the wilderness, by the fountain in the way to Shur. Now I want you to see something. Verse 13. This angel is identified. And she called the name of the Lord that spake unto her. Thou, God, seest me. This is actually the law of first mention for the angel of the Lord. The angel of the Lord is the Lord. See it? It's right there. She called the name of the Lord that spake unto her. This angel of the Lord she calls Lord, capital L. Is your Bible have a capital L? And she then names him, Thou, God, seest me. These are called theophanies. They are, or there's another, what's the word? Angelophany, something like that. Christophany, that's it. Because it's Jesus. We'll do a study again. We've done a study some time ago on angel of the Lord, but you'll just have to take my word for it for the moment and then study it for yourself or look forward to our future study on it. The angel of the Lord is the Lord from heaven, Jesus. And so that's the first mention of angel, is in reference to the angel of the Lord. And truth be told, much of what we read seems counterintuitive about angels. Over in Psalm 78:49, look at this. It says, He cast upon them the fierceness of His anger, wrath, and indignation and trouble by sending evil angels among them. Now, the word evil doesn't always mean sinful. That's where people get in trouble. An evil angel is an angel that God has created for the purpose to kill. How many of you remember reading of the Passover? It was an angel of death. Now, don't get in your mind that figure, the Grim Reaper, where they get this guy in a black, he's always a old emaciated looking thing, and he's got a black robe and a big, what do they call it, sickle, you know, or scythe. That's not, the Bible never says he looks like that. I think we'd be surprised at what he looks like when we get to heaven if we see him. Huh? Yeah. Here's another one, Matthew 18:10. This is not as ugly, but it's still counterintuitive. It's not how we think of angels. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones, for I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. That's Jesus. You look down at little Gloria. According to the Bible, she has an angel before the Father. She's looking at me like, wow. I personally think we all have an angel.
It sounds like when it says the little ones with their angels,
but there's there is another reference. We'll do some more study on angels, but there is another reference, and off the top of my head, I cannot remember where it's at, but makes the same sort of reference about adults. Isn't that neat to think about? When you get to heaven, won't it be neat if Jesus walks over and says, oh, by the way, this is your angel? Well, you made it. Now, the first mention of the created angels, because the angel of the Lord is the Lord, He's not created. The first mention of the created angels is in a rescue and destroy mission. Look over at Genesis 19. If you're at Genesis 17, you just turn the Bible a couple pages. Or if you're like Stephen and close your Bible every time, you can open up to the passage. Now don't boast. Verse 12. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself. Wait a minute. I mean, how did that happen? All right. Verse 12. And the men said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides, son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city? Bring them out of this place, for we... There's the rescue, by the way. Now, verse 13. For we will destroy this place. San Francisco. South side of Columbus. German Village. Las Vegas. Well, not literally. This is talking about literal. Schmitz is still there. Because the cry of them, look at this though, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord. Do you think that might have something to do with their angel? There are a lot of kids being sexually abused in Sodom. There's a lot of kids being sexually abused in America. And their angels do cry, I believe, before the face of the Lord. Put two and two together, folks. It says their angel is before the Lord. Jesus said that. And right here, How else are they crying before the face of the Lord if it's not their angel while they're down there in the city? And the Lord hath sent us to what? Destroy it. And that's also, let's go to verse 15. And when the morning rose, then the angels hastened Lot, saying, Arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the men laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters, the Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought him forth and set him without the city. There's the rescue. Verse 17, And it came to pass when they had brought them forth abroad that he said, Escape for thy life. Look not behind thee, neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. And then jump over to verse 24. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the cities and that which grew upon the ground. How many of you knew Jimmy Baker? Remember Jimmy Baker, PTL? You know he's got another TV show. He's been on TV now for a few years. He got him another Tammy Faye. Sits there cackling next to him all the time. And he denies the pre-trib rapture and then turns around to sell survivalist food and things. It's a scam. If I stand up here and tell you Jesus is not coming today and he's not coming for at least 7 years, and for a low price of $3,700, you can buy this pile of food in buckets that'll last you for 9 years. I don't know why nine, because it's supposed to be a 7-year tribulation, but that's what he's selling. $3,700, buckets for 9 years of food. Huh? That's true. There is a little gap there between the rapture and the confirmation of the covenant and that kind of thing. That's what I'm finding. More and more of these guys are denying the rapture so they can sell stuff to get you through the tribulation. Next, he's going to be selling kits to build bunkers for a low price of $20,000. The what? Well, they usually don't get into that, but if they thought they could make money, they probably would. But we listened. Jenny and I watched it for a little while the other day. And this other guy, it's on there. He's on TBN. He's got his own show. And he's one that's Pentecostal. But he's denying the tribulation and everything. And he's trying to convince everybody that America is going to be not take part in the New World Order, and that we're basically going to save Israel. And that's why he believes Donald Trump was elected. Now, I'm thankful for Donald Trump. I'm glad Hillary's not president, but I don't think it has anything to do with that. The last Trump. Yeah. But hey, listen, if you don't study these things carefully, and what we're getting ready to study in the Daniel 9 and the 70 weeks, I don't care how smart you think you are, your game, you could fall into that nonsense just like I could. Folks, if I refuse to study and to really understand these things, I could fall into that stuff just like anybody else. And isn't it interesting? Churches that used to trumpet the pre-trib rapture are no longer preached it. More and more, even independent fundamental Baptists are huge falling away from the looking for Jesus at any moment. Just in time. Just like the Lord said it would happen. He said that's what would happen. Happened right in front of our faces. And what we're going to read in the 70th week of Daniel, I believe, is going to prove that all the nations are going to be a part of the New World Order, some by force and some, you know, voluntarily. But anyway, as we continue on, don't forget this. Do you remember this? We're talking about angels and things they do that seems counterintuitive. Jude 1:9, yet Michael the archangel, when contending with the devil, he disputed about the body of Moses, durst not bring against him a railing accusation, but said, the Lord rebuke thee. How many of you knew Michael the archangel fought with Satan over the body of Moses? That's why I tell everybody, you got to read from cover to cover. There's all kinds of good stuff in here. The study of angelic events gets wild. We don't have time to go through all the stuff that we could, but I want to go one more place. 2 Samuel, we'll go there real quick. 2 Samuel, I might go two places because this is real short. 2 Samuel chapter 5. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 23. And when David inquired of the Lord, he said, thou shalt not go up, but fetch a compass behind them, and come up upon them over against the mulberry trees. Watch this. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going, that's the sound of people. The sound of, like you'd hear when a large group of people start moving. When thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then, look at this, shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. I believe those are angels. Why? Well, that's why I want to go to the next place. 2 Kings 5. Just a few more pages over. 2 Kings 5. Verses 15, 17. This is another example, but it's similar. And I think the Lord gives us a glimpse at what happened around those mulberry trees. When we read here in 2 Kings 5:15, it says, and he returned to the man of God, he and all his company, and came and stood before him. And he said, behold now, I know that there is no God in all the earth but in Israel. Now therefore, I pray thee, take a blessing. Am I in the right? All right, take a blessing of thy servant. But he said, as the Lord liveth, before whom I stand, I receive none. That's not the right place. Yeah, it is. 6. Go to chapter 6. Yeah, 2 Kings 6. That's it. Verse 15, and when the servant of the man of God was risen early and gone forth, behold, an host compassed the city, both with horses and chariots. And his servant said unto him, alas, my master, how shall we do? You have to realize this is not just, alas, like a bad actor. These people are scared to death. They are surrounded and they think they're about to die. Verse 16, and he answered, this is Elijah, fear not, for they that be with us are more than they that be with them. Now read verse 17. And Elisha prayed and said, Lord, I pray thee, open his eyes that he may see. And the Lord opened the eyes of the young man, and he saw. And behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire round about Elisha. That's what I said. Elisha. And the story goes on to say they're smitten with blindness. God is amazing. His perfect world is amazing. Angelic activity is a glimpse into that amazing world. We're getting ready as Christians for that world. It's exciting when you read this stuff that you're getting a glimpse into a world. It's so hard for us to grasp because it's on a totally different dimension. It's a totally different experience. It's something we cannot imagine. It's like when a little kid has never been to a amusement park and their parents sit and tell them all the things that are there. It's like little Samuel and Caroline, if you were to say, and when we get there, you're going to see Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse
And they've got all these neat little rides. You get to sit in a teacup and go around and around. And you tell, and these little kids, they just look like, that's not even possible. And then you put them in the car or airplane, and you fly or you drive there. And then the kids get out, and they see this. And there's, where, according to where you go, but there's a big castle. And then there's Mickey Mouse, and he's bigger than my dad. And there's Minnie Mouse and all this. Or my kids, it was King's Island. And they got to meet Fred Flintstone. You say, that's no comparison. No, it's not. But that's what it's like as a child. They see, you know, we try to explain things to them, and they're just like, I can't even. That's how we are thinking about what's to come. We just can't imagine it. But just like her father did not lie to her, when she got to King's Island, she met Fred Flintstone. Same way, your Father in heaven is not lying to us. And he's giving us glimpses of what that's going to be like. I don't know about you, but I can't wait. Amen? These are just some other places I'll give you there if you want to look these up later and read them. We'll take Q&A for just a couple of minutes as you're doing that. Mariah?
I know Jeffrey Martin. Mm-hmm. But would you know, the words this time, but as far as some people say the host of heaven or the heavens, and you read the Bible and those things, what's upwards? You have, and obviously you have a different heaven as far as what the levels go, but when it comes to the heavens host, do you think there's any correlation between you and the stars?
Well, that's interesting that they call angels stars. And so, that's why she's making reference to the example of Jeffrey Martis wrote a book about the star. What was it called? Either the Star of Bethlehem or the Star of the King or something like that. I'll have to look it up again. We handed a few copies out. But I had told people in previous years in our Bible studies that I believed that the Star of Bethlehem was the angel of the Lord, who is Jesus. And people found that strange, but we ran some references. Well, he wrote a book on it, and this lays out the case wonderfully. And there's a reason why stars are called, or angels are called stars. And I don't think that when you look up and you see stars in heaven that those are angels, just, you know. But there's a connection on some level. It's just something, but I believe the specific Star of Bethlehem, though, the reason why people are always trying to figure it out and say, oh, it was when Jupiter and Saturn, you know, it was moving. It came and stood over where the young child Jesus was. It wasn't billions of years, light years away or anything like that. And that's why I believe that it was the star, the angel of the Lord. Was that what you were going at?
Yeah. Just to throw out
there,
with Superman,
we have obviously the Bible. However, the concept that Nietzsche came up with
was Superman.
Yeah.
And
Who also wrote the book Antichrist.
Yeah.
Nietzsche.
It's just interesting.
Satan has his counterfeits to almost everything. Yeah.
In defense of Nietzsche, though, I think Adolf Hitler was the
Defending Nietzsche. That ought to be your first book. Defending Nietzsche. Johnny?
Well, the verse, because I just noticed something fascinating here. The verse where Jesus is talking about the angels who watch over the children. And it seems to imply there that, I mean, I've heard in the past that no one is able to actually look at the face of God the Father.
Yeah.
But that verse seems to indicate that there are some angels that can. Because it says,
Well,
their angels behold the face of my Father.
Yeah, they're glorified. When it says no man can look on, it's talking about a sinful man who is not being glorified. When we're in a glorified state, I believe we can. We will. Yeah. So you have to make that difference.
Yeah.
Well, on that same note, I was wondering what that
supposed. Well, it doesn't mean that there's not an angel for you just because you got older.
Time is filled with swift transition, not of earth a moon can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Oh,
Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.